Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Steve Scalise, Elise Stefanik, Mike Johnson, among the names being bandied about on Capitol Hill as a successor to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Eight Republicans joined every single Democrat yesterday afternoon voting to fire McCarthy, the Speaker of the House.
McCarthy confirmed to reporters that he will not seek the speakership again.
I will not run for speaker again.
He also said he has no regrets.
I don't regret standing up for choosing governance over grievance.
The vote to oust McCarthy threw the House and its Republican leadership into chaos. The House is paralyzed until it elects a new speaker. There's no clear successor to McCarthy. Congressman Patrick McHenry from North Carolina will serve in that position until a new speaker is chosen. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Five people wounded, none critically, in a shooting last night. Happened on the Morgan State University campus in Baltimore.
My anger is with the people that pulled that trigger, and we're going to work alongside Morgan State and everyone else to track down these people and hold them accountable.
But Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott also says there are too many guns out there. All of last night's shooting victims are expected to recover as the hunt for a suspect or suspects goes on. The judge overseeing former President Trump's civil fraud trial in New York issuing a limited gag order barring Mr. Trump from disparaging court personnel. He was ordered to hit delete on a social media post critical of a key court staffer. And not obligated to appear in court in New York, Mr. Trump has done so nonetheless. Well, the Saudis say they will maintain their production cut of 1 million barrels of oil a day through the end of the year. Today's announcement could drive up oil prices already hovering at roughly $90 per barrel. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 13 points, NASDAQ futures off 32. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
Russia claims its air defenses have shot down more than 30 Ukrainian drones. Nighttime attack on border regions.
It appears to be Kyiv's largest single cross-border drone assault reported by Moscow since it launched its invasion 20 months ago. The Russian Defense Ministry hasn't provided any evidence for its claims, nor any details about whether there were any damage or casualties. It also said Russian aircraft had stopped a Ukrainian attempt to deploy a group of soldiers back by sea to the western side of Russian annexed Crimea. Ukraine's pressing on with a slow-moving counter-offensive it launched 3 months ago, even as uncertainty grows over the scale of the future supply of weapons and ammunition from its western allies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least 21 people killed in a tourist bus crash in Venice, Italy, more than a dozen people injured. News and analysis, townhall.com. Well, you don't have to break out your number two lead pencil for this test.
The federal government will be testing its nationwide emergency alert system. The test happens Wednesday at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Mobile customers whose phones are on will hear an alert. Their phones will vibrate, and then a message will flash across their screens about the test. People watching television or listening to the radio will also see or hear the message. While these types of alerts are frequently used in targeted areas to alert people to things like tornadoes, Wednesday's test is being done across the country. Federal law requires the systems be tested at least once every 3 years. The last nationwide test was in 2021. Keith Peters reporting.
The feds have started removing hazardous materials from the Maui wildfires, laying groundwork to dispose of burned out cars, buildings, and other debris. Up to 700,000 tons of debris on the island. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, mostly cloudy skies with a chance for showers, possibly an isolated thunderstorm into the afternoon in the lower 70s, with breezy south winds at 10 to 20. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy, a low of 46. Into the day on Thursday, a chance for some showers with highs right around 60. Breezy south winds 10 to 15. Rainy, breezy, and much cooler on Friday, 46. Staying dry though for Saturday, highs in the mid-40s. For Sunday, partly sunny skies up to 49. And for Monday, in the low 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 68.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. Through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't want to waste a minute. Girl, I want you in single part of my world. So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I know I'm the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Or baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours.
It's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country. Sounds like this.
I love it and it's great.
98Q Country.
Applying lipstick. Someone to listen, and that's why I leave a light on in the kitchen. Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Country, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. Well, one of those days today where what we wake up to is not going to change much through the day. 67 is our wake-up temp right now in the city of Park Falls, and 72 is our forecasted high. A lot of clouds today. The wind will continue to blow out of the southwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour, and we'll see a few rain showers too. The colors, the leaves are going to take a huge hit if they didn't already yesterday. They're gonna fall today. 60 is all tomorrow, and then we're gonna struggle to get 250 for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Temperatures probably in that 48 to 50 range. Overnight lows, though, really not a whole lot below the 30, 35 mark. So we will see maybe a little bit of frost at some point, but right now, the forecast says nothing. You know, deep into the 20s or anything for the overnight lows, at least for the city anyway. You low outlying people, you know what's happening out there. Let's find out what's happening around this great Badger state. We've got a quick news and sports minute, courtesy of Wisconsin Radio Network.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A missing Wisconsin veteran has been located in the Southwest. Bob Haig has more.
Early Tuesday morning, a green alert for 51-year-old Shane Helmbrecht was canceled after officers from the Pohonke Tribal Police Department located him near Santa Fe, New Mexico. At the direction of authorities from Eau Claire County, Helmbrecht was released. He was last seen Friday at a group home in Toma, to which he was court-ordered after being found incompetent to stand trial in a 2016 homicide. Helmbrecht was free to come and go from that facility, and there's no word as to why he was in New Mexico or if he's expected to return to Wisconsin.
A state Senate bill would ban the shackling of pregnant inmates. That was introduced by Milwaukee Senator Lena Taylor. The bill would bar prisons and jails from shackling women from the time they were 6 months pregnant until 6 weeks after they give birth. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Arizona recovered from a rough start and beat the Brewers 6-3 in their wild card playoff opener at AmFam Field last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers jumped out to a 3-0 lead with the help of Tyrone Taylor's two-run homer in the second, but the Diamondbacks' bullpen shut the Brewers down over the final seven innings for the comeback win. Corbin Burnes took the loss. He allowed four runs in four innings. Freddie Peralta gets the nod in Game 2 of that series tonight. Elsewhere around the majors, the Phillies grabbed Game 1 from Miami, winning 4-1. American League, the Twins' 18-game postseason losing streak is history after a 3-1 victory over Toronto. Texas Rangers blank Tampa Bay 4-0 at Tropicana Field. Packers off today after a short workout on Tuesday. Injured players Eric Stokes, Elgton Jenkins, and Jair Alexander all taking part. Packers will take on the Raiders in Las Vegas on Monday night. They are 2-2 on the season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need invitations and posters printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets and presentations for my business.
Your invitations and booklets will be in captivating color and will be done right every time. That's Staples' Print Big Promise. And right now at Staples, get $50 off your print purchase of $150 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 10/14. Exclusions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
Stuck in that endless loop of deciding what to watch next?
I want to be free.
Pluto TV has over 250 channels dedicated to every genre and entertainment, all for free. Pluto TV is TV the way it should be. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Exergen thermometers are clinically proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. Exergen is fast, non-invasive, and accurate. Find Exergen thermometers for your home at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, mostly cloudy skies with a chance for showers, possibly an isolated thunderstorm into the afternoon in the lower 70s, with breezy south winds at 10 to 20. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy, a low of 46. Into the day on Thursday, a chance for some showers with highs right around 60, breezy south winds 10 to 15. Rainy, breezy, and much cooler on Friday, 46. Staying dry though for Saturday, highs in the mid-40s. For Sunday, partly sunny skies up to 49, and for Monday in the low 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 68.
Oh, okay. You ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
That was easy. Now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning to be human.
Love country music.
98Q Country.
I was looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken up hearts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
favorites and yesterday's classics.
my boots off this time.
That's called Truck Bed. That's Hardy. It's a brand new one there at 98Q Country. Now, the Brewers did not do it last night. You just kind of, as the game went on, you just have one of those games where you just like, you don't feel like this is their game, and it wasn't. A big two-run double late in the game sealed it, and the Brewers lose 6-3. The good news is they've got another home game today. If they win that, then it goes to the third and deciding one tomorrow. So we'll have it for you a little bit after 6 o'clock, 5:30 pregame. The game is broadcast once again on the same place it was last night on ESPN2, if you're watching it on the tube. And we got the play-by-play for you right here. What else happened? The Twins broke their 18-game. No professional sports team in North America has ever lost 18 consecutive playoff games. NBA, NHL, NFL, MLB. The Twins had lost 18 consecutive playoff games dating back to 2004. They finally won one last night at Target Field. The Twins are up 1-0. Tampa Bay and Miami both lost their games. Tampa Bay only had 19,000 people at their home playoff game. That was the lowest playoff attendance for a baseball game, they said, since like 1920 or something like that. People don't show up in Tampa because nobody lives there. I mean, nobody's a people live there, but there's so many people that have moved there from other places. They're like Tampa, whatever. It's kind of what they do with their baseball team anyway. We've got all the news and sports to come after 7. We have Reality Radio today. I'll check the schedule and share with you what we will chat about on Reality Radio this morning at about 8:15.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow, or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, mostly cloudy skies with a chance for showers, possibly an isolated thunderstorm into the afternoon in the lower 70s, with breezy south winds at 10 to 20. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy, a low of 46. Into the day on Thursday, a chance for some showers with highs right around 60, breezy south winds 10 to 15. Rainy, breezy, and much cooler on Friday, 46. Staying dry though for Saturday, highs in the mid-40s. For Sunday, partly sunny skies up to 49, and for Monday in the low 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 68.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Take a left here, boy. Take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free. Cruising up and down Main in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud from this burned CD. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 16, 16. This curfew, sneaking in late, smell-
16 with Thomas Rhett there at 98Q Country. It's a mild morning. This may very well be the warmest morning that you will see for the foreseeable future. Probably, I would guess, for the rest of the year. I don't think we're going to have too many days between now and the end of the year. We're going to wake up to 67 degrees. So if you like that, get out. Actually, 68 now. 72 is all we're going to get today, though. It's not going to warm up much. Maybe a passing shower, breezy and cloudy today. Those winds will be southwest at about 15 to 30. Tomorrow's high 60. We'll struggle to get to 50. It'll be right around 48 or 50 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's what's going on weather-wise. Peeking ahead to next week, temperatures will get back up into the upper 50s and maybe close to 60 for next week. So it should be a nice week. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this Wednesday, October the 4th, off and rolling. Focus on the Family, we call it, is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Yesterday, I shared two regrets that divorced couples have, failing to encourage each other enough and forgiving the past. Today, I want to talk about three more. A lot of couples say, I should have shared more of my feelings with my spouse. And to improve this area of your marriage, talk with each other every day about something other than work. Discuss your hopes for the future or the good things in your relationship. Don't discuss problems or your schedule during this time. Another regret is we should have talked more about money. Money magnifies problems, and it's the most common source of tension in marriages. So don't keep secrets. Establish a family budget and stick to it. There are many wonderful resources available these days offering practical financial help that every couple can benefit from. And the top regret for couples is this: I should have taken more responsibility for our problems. Studies suggest that 65% of divorcees blame their ex-spouse for the demise of their marriage. If your relationship is struggling, it's likely both of you have contributed to the problems. But you can't fix your spouse. You can only fix you. So take ownership for your part in the conflict. Every couple faces challenges, even though walking away from your relationship may seem like the easiest solution, there's a good chance you'll end up with regrets. So get some help and face your challenges head on. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer immigrant named Theodore Oman came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends and for all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph while supplies last. That's SalemEventsStore.com.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls, Park Pharmacy, can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Dreaming of soaking away the winter blues in a new hot tub? Leisure City's Hot Tub Truckload event starts September 28th with special financing to make that dream possible. Order now to give yourself the gift of relaxation and tranquility. That's Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, or visit online at leisurecityhottub.com.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants. Got it?
Learn more and schedule this season's updated COVID-19 shot at vaccines.gov.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, mostly cloudy skies with a chance for showers, possibly an isolated thunderstorm into the afternoon in the lower 70s, with breezy south winds at 10 to 20. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, breezy, a low of 46. Into the day on Thursday, a chance for some showers with highs right around 60, breezy south winds 10 to 15. Rainy, breezy, and much cooler on Friday, 46. Staying dry, though, for Saturday, highs in the mid-40s. For Sunday, partly sunny skies up to 49, and for Monday in the low 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 68.
Big hits. Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98 Q Country.
Largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance,
cause the dream
matter things that don't matter. Way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow particle riding through the pouring rain with nothing to show for it.